You're listening to the Texas Standard.
NASA says droughts are becoming more common and will continue to be. If that's true, here's one likely upshot: more lawsuits. In the U.S., states are taking each other to court over what constitutes fair use of rivers and tributaries. Last week, the Supreme Court issued a decision in a case styled as Florida versus Georgia, which dealt a victory to the Sunshine State. The case could have significant implications for Texas, too. To help us understand how and why, John Tracy, director of the Texas Water Resources Institute at Texas A&M. Dr. Tracy, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me on.
Let's first talk about Florida v. Georgia. Can you explain the background of that case and the Supreme Court's decision? What was the basic holding here?
Well, the background is that Florida and Georgia and Alabama have been in a long-running dispute over use of water within these three river systems, whose names I always find difficult to pronounce. But in any case, it's been going on for a long time, and the cases have made it to the Supreme Court before, and the Supreme Court has appointed a special master. And the special master, in essence, issued a decision recently where he said that Georgia couldn't do much else to try to provide more water downstream to Florida. And Florida didn't like the special master's decision and went straight to the Supreme Court. And in a 5-4 decision, they came down on the side of Florida and said Georgia can do things to increase flows in the to Florida during times of drought, and that Georgia needs to start undertaking measures to reduce their water use and, in essence, provide downstream flows to Florida.
Wow. That's pretty interesting. How is that a departure from previous precedent, or is it?
In cases where an upstream state or an upstream user, really, if they completely stopped using water and the downstream user couldn't get any benefit out of the new condition, then in essence, they typically say, well, that's futile to do anything to try to increase flows to downstream if they're never going to show up. So let's get some beneficial use and let the upstream users get some beneficial use out of the water. And that's what's interesting in this case is that was George's argument, and the Supreme Court kind of rejected that and said, no, we're going to send this back to the special master, and the special master is going to have to work with all the parties to come up with a way for Georgia to reduce their reliance on water from this river system during times of drought so that they could maintain flows to Florida.
So Georgia is going to have to affirmatively take steps that will benefit its neighbor.
Yes, yes.
All right, so Texas is in the middle of several disputes over water with its neighbors, right? We've got New Mexico most glaringly. What does this mean for Texas's claims?
Well, I think it once again reaffirms the rights of the downstream states, and Texas is a downstream state to New Mexico on several of the water right compacts that Texas is a part of. It also reaffirms, though, the situation, and I think this is particularly true on the Pecos River, where the argument can be made that New Mexico has pumped so much groundwater that it in essence has depleted flows in the Pecos River, and that stopping the groundwater pumpage really won't put flows back in the Pecos for a long, long time, and especially during times of drought. But this ruling, I think, really enhances Texas's position to say, well, wait a minute, you have to do something, because if you, in essence, restricted pumping for long enough, the flows would start up again. Hmm. So I think this ruling really puts Texas in a fairly good position in terms of being able to, you know, claim that there are steps that the upstream state could take to help Texas to get the water it's entitled to in a river system.
So how did courts determine the balance of harm in cases like these? I mean, you tell me.
Dollars is what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. And then you start talking about value judgments, where in Florida, for example, preserving and enhancing an oyster fishery, is that more beneficial than providing water for the growing suburbs in Atlanta? But then again, that doesn't exactly, you know, define benefit and harm.
Right.
And so when you look at the situation in Texas, sort of Texas farmers versus New Mexico farmers, and there it really kind of comes down to prior appropriations doctrine and is who had the right to the water in the first place and at the first time. It's like, well, you know, you should have been there first, I guess, is the way to answer that question.
Dr. John Tracy is director of the Texas Water Resources Institute at Texas A&M. Dr. Tracy, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us on the Texas Standard. We appreciate it.
Okay, thanks a lot.